face was very bright, and yet it did not hurt my eyes. Maybe it was the great distance that separated me from it. I don't know, but it was surely a great light. The light hung in the outer darkness like a great globe, a huge ball suspended in space, hanging, as it were, on invisible cords. It was truly an awesome sight. Perhaps it was my curiosity that got the better of me, stood as I was in the outer darkness. The attraction of the light seemed to draw me to itself. The pull was very powerful, so I decided to yield to my innermost desires and head towards the light. I set off with a certain amount of trepidation. What would I find in the glory that lay before me? One thing became clear almost immediately. The light began to show up specks of dust clinging to me. As I progressed on my journey towards the light, the specks of dust became bigger, marks and stains. The light seemed to expose every blemish that I had. And no matter how hard I tried to brush myself down, the stains and marks would not go. No matter how hard I tried, I simply could not remove the dirt that was clinging to me. As I drew nearer to the light, I began to make out the image of a face. It was a kind and loving face, and, most striking of all its lovely features, were the eyes. They seemed to me to be searching me, almost seeing through me to the very depths of my soul. And yet they were not condemning, even though by this time my appearance was thoroughly disgusting. So much so that I could no longer hold my face up to the light for sheer shame at my abhorrent uncleanness in the presence of such purity. And then I was lifted up by invisible arms and taken into the light, right to the very heart of it. Those words left my lips. The the eyes through which I was looking began to moisten. Great tears of joy rolled down that beautiful face as the mouth of the Aegis spoke these words. Welcome, my son. I forgive you.